What's up, y'all? You tuned in, to Queenside, yeah, with your host, who? Giselle, the queen, better know it. Hey, you're now rocking with Giselle the queen. Yeah. Got the wisdom of the elder, still connects with the team. Watch and keep the attention of everyone else in between. Needless to say, hey, she's doing a thing. Better believe it, baby.
She's gonna make you feel loved if you all alone. If you wanna ask a question, dial her up on the phone.
Okay.
All the men, they respect her. All the females dream to be a woman just like her. She's Giselle the queen.
Talk about it.
She's all about the community. And all she wants to do is see a little unity. She's trying to make a better world out there for you and me.
Okay.
And this is how I reply when they ask me who is she.
Queenside.
Giselle.
Queenside.
The queen.
Queenside.
You're now rocking with the best, ha.
Queenside.
Giselle.
Queenside.
The queen. Now rocking with the best. Hey.
Hello, world. Hello. Welcome to Queen Size, baby. And you're right, you're rocking with the absolute best. If you're not tuned in here, then I don't know what you're doing with your life. Maybe you just need to end it, because, hey, this is where you need to be, right here on Queen Size with Giselle. Today is Thursday, May the 5th, 2016, and it is Cinco de Mayo. Yes, baby, I went and got my margaritas, my chips and salsa, and all that. And for you all that do not know who celebrate Cinco de Mayo thinking that it was Mexican Independence Day, then you are absolutely incorrect. It is not the Mexicans' Independence Day. Mexico had already been liberated and it had already had their freedom prior to May 5th of 1862. It's just a battle that they won. They were trying to prevent foreigners from coming into their country and taking over. Now you see what you got. But, hey, Cinco de Mayo, $3 margaritas and chips and sauce all day. Love it. Absolutely love it. Yes. Yes, yes. On behalf of Spanish-speaking people, as I am partly Spanish-speaking descendant, then I will say congratulations to all people that are from Mexico. Also, today we're celebrating a very special little lady's birthday. It is our owner and producer of Dust Spot Radio, Sadie J's niece. Happy birthday, little lady, if you're listening. This might be the show you might want to turn off, but if Sadie can tell you that I said happy birthday to you. I'm not sure how old is she, Sadie? Sadie's thinking. She's only 4. Oh, sweet and tender age. Oh, my goodness, my baby will be 4 next month. So I'm like, waiting on 14, 18, 20, out of my house. I am so waiting on that. Well, y'all, we got a new queen size tonight. I mean, y'all, this is going to be like Queen Size Express. We have 1 hour full of action-packed controversy. And who's going to get it done? I'm going to get it done. There's a power that be that says, hey, you got to do it, so I got to do it. So in 1 hour, we're going to talk about some of the craziest things that's going on. We got hot topics now. The hot topic tonight is going to be, what does a player do when he finds out that he is the one that's really being played? Dre. And if you're over 30, you know what that is. You know where that's from, how to be a player. Then we're going to have the absolute fabulous authoress herself, who has the number one selling new book on Amazon.com. And you are, let me tell y'all, we're going to talk about this book right here. It had me looking around at work like if somebody looking over my shoulder reading. It is very good. It's very motivational. It's scandalous. And it is an awesome read. So you need to join everyone who's on there who has purchased the book. and get the book. Y'all got to get the book. Then we're going to have the Realty TV cast to come right here on Queenside, and we're going to, like, turn it completely out and up. Yes, I am a part of the Realty TV cast, and we're going to be doing some awesome stuff coming up this fall. Look out, y'all. Y'all going to turn on the TV, and you're going to say, hey, what happened? What happened? So we're going to get all into that in just a moment. Right now, it's time for a hot topic. So I'm listening to, like last week we talked about Lemonade. You know, we're into depth with Lemonade. Not really into depth per se. I just kind of scratched the surface of Lemonade with Beyonce. And how she's talking about the things that she's going through, the things that women go through just in general, because she's not just talking about herself. She did make it so blanket to where she could still make her money yet still be scandalous and yet remain relevant. I mean, it was an awesome marketing genius scheme. I mean, come on with it. Call it what you want. You can call it tea. You can call it coffee. You can call it what you want. But it's so amazing to me that every time that Rihanna, she waits for Rihanna to put out her album first. So when Rihanna puts her album out, she'll let it linger for a few weeks. And then all of a sudden, out of absolutely nowhere, Beyonce will just do this big visual video and release all her songs free. And just put them out there, hey, get it, because she knows that, one, people are going to come to the concert, two, people are going to buy the album anyway, especially if it's dope. And it's like, whoa, so this is really how a queen does. And I'm taking notes because I'm a really, how should I say it? I'm on the hood, y'all. So sometimes I handle things a little bit differently than other people do. So I like the head-on approach. Like, I'm going to call you out and be like, hey, da da da. Beyonce does none of that. She says absolutely nothing to or about Rihanna. She just puts out an album and just shits all over. You got to love it. You have got to love it because that is a queen at work. Doesn't have to say a word, just action. And so now everybody's talking about Lemonade, and now they have forgotten about Rihanna. Well, I didn't forget about you, Riri. I didn't forget about you at all because you have a song. You have a song out there that has really gotten my mind to thinking about some things, thinking about some very awesome things, might I add. And it is called, I don't know if you guys have heard it, but it's called Needed Me. Now I'm going to get Sadie to go ahead. Sadie, go ahead and play the track. Let everybody hear it. And then we're going to come back, and we're going to have our guest, Miss Fantabulous Inc. owner and authoress of Woman Within, Rochelle Dre. And we're going to woman to woman. We're going to talk about the woman within, and we're going to talk about the woman within me because, y'all, I need some counseling on this. Sadie, go ahead.
I was good on my own, that's the way it was. That's the way it was. You was good on the low for a faded fuss. I'm so faded love. Shit, what the fuck you complaining for? Feeling jaded up. Used to trip off that shit, I was kicking to you. Had some fun on the run, though I'll give it to you for baby. Don't get it twisted. You was just another nigga on the hill list. Tryna fix any issues with a bad bitch. Didn't they tell you that I was a savage? Fuck your white horse and a carriage that you never could imagine. Never thought you could have it. You need me. Ooh. Hate to come back, but baby, who you need me?
Okay, y'all, I just wanted to give y'all just a little sample, just a little taste of these lyrics. Now, before I get into it, because it's going to get deep in just a minute, it's going to get real deep in just a minute, we're talking about players who are really getting played. Let's bring on our guest tonight. Rochelle, are you there?
Yes. Hi, Queen. How are you doing tonight?
Hi, I am great. How are you? Thank you for coming on.
No problem. I'm great.
I know that you have, like, a really hectic schedule. You're, like, on three different shows, three different networks. You're, like, really, really working. And I'm so grateful that you're able to come on and just chill with me for a little while.
Me too. I'm so honored to be a guest on the show. Queen Size is a phenomenal show, and it's going around the social media, so I'm very honored to be here with you tonight.
Thank you so much. Now, let's just get on right to it, honey. You heard the first verse of Needed Me. Now, we're talking tonight about players. What do men do? How do they feel when they realize that the games that they're playing, they're actually the ones getting played? And if you're listening right now, the number is 347-202-0389. Press that number one. Get in queue, because a lot of people have told me, a lot of men have told me that they want to comment on this. And we're going to be going all the way scandalously in on this topic. So, Rochelle, tell me, now, before we do that, let's just get to the lyrics. Now, the lyrics say, "I was good on my own, that's the way it was, that's the way it was. You was good on the low for a faded fuck, on some faded love." What the fuck you complaining for? You feeling jaded, huh? Used to trip off that shit I was kicking to you. Had some fun on the run, though I give it to you, baby. Don't get it twisted. You're just another nigga on a hit list trying to fix your inner issues with a bad bitch. Didn't they tell you I was a savage? Fuck your white horse and a carriage. Bet you never could imagine, never told you could have it. What?
Wow.
Did she not, was that not poetry? Snap, snap, snap.
Yes, yes, definitely was. She said so much. And the funny thing is, some people will listen to it and not even catch anything that she's saying. And mm-hmm. honestly, I'm glad you introduced the song to me, because I don't think I've heard it. But whoa.
You know? I mean, that's my theme song now for 26, going out for 2016. That is my absolute theme song, baby. Because it's like, okay, you have these men out here, and they think they're doing their thing, right? They think that you're stupid, like, oh, she's not gonna know, or she's not gonna know what I'm doing, because you know the chick, she's not gonna say nothing or whatever. But real talk, all women give away clues. You know when some shit going down, you may not be able to prove it, but you know when some shit going down. So I just feel like Rihanna, like, hey, you know, do what you do, it don't matter. Because I'm still doing what I want to do. That's why she said, don't get it twisted. You're just another on the hit list. You're just another one. I'm just going through. So how do you feel about that? Like, what? Tell me what you feel about this song right now.
Honestly, like when we was on my show and we was talking about how my mind thinks, men have made me so bitter. I'm one of those women that play a man like that, and I honestly gonna, you know, admit to it, because I just don't have the respect of men that I think that I should have. I'm not saying all men are bad, but once you get a bad one, that sets your mind frame, you know, for a long time, especially when you're a woman.
Yes, it is definitely, I agree with you. Once you've had that bad experience, anything that you see that kind of reminds you of that experience, it's going to totally change your mindset.
Yeah, definitely.
And all the time, something about, and I'm coming to learn that all the time, things that I see may not be what's actually occurring. But then, if it looked like a duck and it walked like a duck, I'm not going to think it's a swan.
That's true. And you know, and what's so funny? Yes, what's so funny about that? Even in my writing, a lot of times women, and we are born this way. We think with our hearts. We are that type that thinks with our hearts. So what we tend to see sometimes and what our heart tells our mind, maybe sometimes might not be there, but then your mind is going to make you go that further distance to prove what your heart is telling your mind. So,
right.
Yeah, we have that nature. We investigators, we judges, we, you know what I'm saying? We all that, but it all comes from the heart. And once you stump on a woman's heart, we don't mean to take you out as being, the next man to take him out as being bad, but our hearts are now protected. We don't have a gate. We have a great wall of China. You feel me? So it's like.
The biggest wall. Yeah, the biggest brick wall that you could ever put up is gonna be there. Because you've been through so much, you've seen so much, and then it's like, okay, should I not believe that he's trying to play? Because reality is you have men out there that are playing games. Straight up.
Oh, yeah.
But then when they get played, I want some men to call in and tell me when you get played, when you find out that she was playing the same game that you was playing, how exactly did that make you feel?
Oh, we the hoe of the century. Then it was good. It was good, but it wasn't good for the gander. Oh, we just, you know, as a woman, we just the down dirtiest bitch on the face of the earth at that time.
Right.
But it was okay when you was, you know what I'm saying, when you was kicking that shit in my ear. It was okay, you know, so, and that's just, you know, real.
They will burn a city down because they feelings are hurt about doing the same thing that they're doing to someone else.
Mm.
At some point in time, you just got to charge that shit to the game and say, hey, I just got caught up in what I was doing. That's
yeah.
it. But does that happen? Of course not. Why? It's because there's always going to be a double standard when it comes to men and women. Now, I don't know why that is. Women are the hoes, men are the players. Doing the same
right.
thing, same action, same thing, women are the hoes, men are the players. Why is that?
I'm going to tell you why, because I actually asked this at one time, and a guy came on and he answered the question, but he made a whole bunch of sense, and I actually gave him his prop because I haven't heard an opinion of a man in a long time that's in the best interest of a woman. But when men put that name on us to control us, because we have the most powerful weapon on the face of the earth. And in order for them to feel like that's maintained, it's better to make us feel belittled so we keep that hidden. Because if we really wanted to unleash it, we can do a lot of damage. And your man knows that. Of course, let me belittle her and make her feel bad. Like, you know, if she wants to get up to vajayjay, it's bad. So I'm going to call her a hoe. But, yeah, I'm going to do it to her, her friends, and her cousin's friends. But and I'm a player. Oh, no, boo-boo, I'm going to play with you. Trust and believe that.
When I say it, I talked about this last night on your show, on Model Time, Big Time Network. I said, now, when I say that I am opening up the Olympics, winter or summer games, right now we'll be in summer games. When I post those circles up there, you already know it's going to be something. It's going to be some shit to go down. I'm talking about it's going to go down so crazy because I feel like, and this may be petty on my part, and I'll take that. I'll take being petty. But if you try to hurt me, I'm not going to try to hurt you. But I will hurt you in a situation. I'll hurt the situation. I won't hurt you. because I can't hurt you the way you hurt me. But I will make sure that you feel me, though. I have, and I know he's listening right now, so he's going to be funny, but I have to tell this story. It doesn't matter. I have an ex that I was with for 10 years. We were together for a long time. And I found out that he was, you know, doing his thing or whatever. And he decided, he was like, you know, I'm just going to walk off. You know, I'm just going to leave you alone because I don't want to hurt you. I don't want to bring you into, you know, what it is that I'm caught up doing, whatever. So I decided, this is like on a whole nother level, bro. I'm talking about a whole nother level. I made a videotape. Now, mind you, I was young. I was like 20, 21, you know. Made a videotape, emailed it to him. When I say to this day, mind you, this is 2016. To this day, he still, he was like, that shit was wrong on all levels.
Right.
That shit was wrong on all levels. And I said, well, it may have been. However, you don't think that it was wrong for you to do what you did to me?
Right.
So I felt like it was justified. I was a very young woman then. I'm like in my early 20s at that time. You know, I'm like 26 now. So
don't judge me. Don't do that.
So, you know, I'm like, okay, this is what, you know, whatever about it. But to this day, he still brings it up because he was able to admit to me that that really hurt him, that I actually went out and did what he was doing and then showed him what I was doing. He was like, you got to be a bad motherfucker to do something like that. And I'm just that damn bad.
Yes. I'm 41, and I, not too long ago, maybe about a year and a half, 2 years ago, called somebody and put the phone down on my dresser. Don't play with me. Don't play with me. You know, because in it's in the same sense, treat me how you want to be treated. Because if you treat me good, trust and believe I'm all woman, I'll treat you right. But if you treat me bad, I will be petty with you, Giselle Queen. I tip for motherfucking tax. You know?
That's me, baby. These men got a line. You just can't do all of that. You can't go out there and expect for somebody just to take it. Because women are fighting back, and they're fighting back in another kind of way. Now, we got some callers on the line. The boys are lit all the way up because people are trying to get in. If you don't get in this time, y'all know, normally we're used to a longer show, but we're condensing it right now to try out something new. So if you don't get in, please just make sure that you hit me up, Instagram, I Am Too Queen, or Facebook, Giselle, Queen Size, London Barbie. But we're going to open up the lines for a caller to come through and tell your opinion about what's going on. So let's get these callers in. Come on, caller. Tell me your name, where you're from. What is welcome to the castle. Hello, caller. Are you there? Yes.
I'm fabulous, just like you.
Oh my goodness! Is this Mr. Avant-Garde himself?
It truly is, my darling.
Oh,
yeah, boo boo. Yes, thank you.
Tell everybody who you are, where you're from.
I am from the ATL, the Peach State of Georgia, Atlanta.
Yes. And tell us what you got to tell about players being played, because I know you know.
Hey, you know what, child? It's about time, honey. You know, it's about time that the women start standing up for what they believe in, because what goes around, it comes around. You know, and I've done some stuff in my past and stuff like that. You know, I'm not perfect, you know, but I'm glad that these women and, you know, are doing what they need to do to get their point across and say, hey, look, you're not just going to treat me and do me any kind of way and then think I'm going to take it. So I'm all about what goes around, come around. So, if you do it to me, I'm going to do it right back to you, but I'm going to do it in a way that you're not going to expect it. So kudos to you, boo-boo. Kudos to you, boo-boo. Kudos. Kudos. That video, honey, that was another one. I was like, okay, that was cute.
Yeah,
it was so ratchet and it was so good.
Yeah, all angles.
And girl, when you sent the video to your ex, honey, I was gagging, honey, because normally somebody's taking a video and putting it out there, but girl, you put it out there yourself.
That's right. No leaking, baby. No leaks. You call for me, you call for Queen. Queen coming for you.
You got to be ready, right, Queen?
That's right. You got to be ready.
You can't treat no queen like no princess.
Thank you. Tell everybody what you got going on. And what I said, now this is one of my castmates from the real TTV that we're gonna be.
Yes, honey. Ooh, baby, I hope they ready because it's gonna be some tea and some shade, baby, and it's gonna be real. I am so excited to be a part of that cast, and I cannot wait to sit at the table with you, Missy.
Yes, honey, we gotta go in.
They better be red because I'm a red carpet host in Atlanta. So I do on the red carpet is going to be totally different on the panel. You know, I'm on the red carpet. I'm doing my little kiki and hey, how you doing? And tell me all about yourself. But honey, when it comes on the panel though, woo, and the subject that we're going to be talking about, we're going to be the talk show of the talk shows.
That's right. Now, I do thank you for calling in, honey. You keep listening. Tell everybody, make sure to go on Amazon. Tell all your people to go on Amazon.com. Our host, Rochelle Dre, she has a book called Woman Within, and it's got some scandalous erotica in there, baby. So y'all need to check that out. It's the number one selling poetry book on Amazon.com. So make sure you do that. Thank you, sweetie. Kisses,
boo-boo.
Yes. Now, honey, Rochelle, we got some callers, baby, on the line. Baby. We got some callers on here for you. We're going to bring another caller in, and then we're going to talk about a little bit more about what you got going. Caller, are you there?
Hi.
Hi, tell me your name and where you from.
Hey, Queen.
Oh my goodness.
This is Natasha LaRenee. What's up?
Oh my goodness, the real TV cast is coming up tonight. Y'all are saying
real TV, yes.
Y'all,
this needs to be a topic on one of our shows once we start taping. I was thinking about Ludacris, that song, the whole time, you know, who?
What do you got to say about a player being played? Have you played a player before?
Have I played a player before, or am I playing a player now? That's the question. I've done it all. I've played a player. I'm playing a player. I'm a player. I will be a player. I'm a whatever it is. Because I'm gonna tell you like this. When it comes to men, you know, both of you all know, you Jay. Sometimes you have to step into their world. I mean, the ones that want to be a player. You have to step into their world, and you got to always be one notch ahead of them. And you also, see me, the way I do things, I just forget I'm with you. You'll see me with someone else, and I'll be like, oh, I didn't know I was still with you. Well, I'll call you later on tonight. I'll call you by 7 o'clock. I'll call you by 7. So sometimes you got to be a notch above them and still be nice. Don't show an attitude, but, you know, still be nice with, oh, okay, well, I'll talk to you about 7, and when 7 o'clock get here, you know, make him sweat you out. Don't call him and don't answer his phone call. Just call him the next day and say, oh, I was asleep. I had work to do.
What you think about that, Rochelle? What you think about that?
I had work to do. I was working late.
I feel like you definitely kill him with kindness. Because, I mean, in the end of the day, I'm like this. It's good, so I want it. You know what I'm saying? But since you're going to be a player, I'm going to be a player too.
But you know what?
I'm not going to be mean to you. You know what I'm saying? You get more bees with honey. So, but I will let you know that I know, and I will let you know I feel like I have the right to do what you can do. You can call me every name under the moon. I'm going to be getting it, honey. Trust me that.
I feel like that song, what's that song, K. Michelle, she couldn't have made it, she couldn't have said it no plainer than what she said. I love them all. What's she saying? They think I love them, but I love them all.
Yes. Nah, that's
yes.
Another one, too.
Yes,
yes,
I can relate to that song. I love them all. I love all of you guys. Hey, guys.
Hey guys, tell everybody what you got going. This is your designer, Rochelle. So you all need to really collaborate later, because Rochelle has what we're going to be talking about in just a moment. Rochelle is like a woman. She's a mogul. She has an artist. She's running. She has that fabulous agency, models. Very curvy, very attractive, well spoken, very polished models. She has a book that's out that's selling like hotcakes on Amazon. So you guys need to link up, definitely. But tell Rochelle what you got going.
Yes, right now I have a line dropping. I pushed it back to finish my daughter's prom dress. So now that prom is out the way, I could finish my line. So hopefully that will be dropping within the next couple of weeks. I'm getting ready to do once I'm done with everything, we're going to be shooting a promo video within the next week or so. So within the next couple of weeks, I have my personal, my La Renee Designs clothing line dropping, which will be the plush multiple multi-purpose line. It's called plush multi-purpose. You'll be able to, you know, wear, you know, to work, and when you get off work, you can go to cocktail hour. And I'm you know, geared towards the plus-size, sexy lady, and that will be custom-made to your measurements. And also, the Real TTV, we're getting ready to cast. We're getting ready to have a meet-and-greet for that in Atlanta. And I know one of my cast families was on here. One of the cast members was on here besides you, which Yes Queen is one of the cast members. Yeah. And who else came on from one of the What other member came on?
Deja Vu. Was that Deja Vu, honey?
Was that Deja Vu? I can't wait to meet Deja Vu. Oh, my God. I cannot wait to see. You know, I can't wait to see all of the cast family. We all will be there May 15th at the Boss Mixer in Atlanta. So, you know, if anyone's out in the Atlanta area, come down, meet the cast, check us out, and just have a mix and mingle.
Awesome, okay. Awesome. Thank you for calling. Go on Amazon.com. You got a book. Get Rochelle's book, Amazon.com, The Woman Within. It's Rochelle Dre. Look it up. It's on. It's the same cover as on the flyer. Make sure y'all get that book. I'm telling y'all, I got the book. I have a personal autograph copy that's coming straight to me for queen size with Giselle. So I'm so appreciative of that. But it is so great. So, Rochelle, honey, let's talk about you.
Okay.
We could talk about these men like all day, because I could do a 15-hour show just about men and their foolishness.
Oh, man.
Let's talk about what you have going on. First, I want to talk about your artist that you have, Lisa G.
Yes. Lisa G, and I like to refer to her as Lisa G Baby. We got Lisa G Baby. She amazing.
Baby.
We have a lot coming now that it's summer. The summer's coming. We plan on shooting the first video. We were waiting for the concept of the video. We needed it to be sunny outside. But it's been there, done that, which is very, you know, related to this show tonight. So I'm not going to give the song away, but definitely look for that coming. She is really just making a noise right now, you know, with this industry. And so I'm so ready to move on her and definitely listen for her, Queen. She's going to be out there. But you can listen to some of her stuff on my Facebook page, which is Rochelle Dre, and then on the Lisa G fan page.
We have, I would say, I think, where were we at now, Sydney? Like 5.5 million people right now here.
Wow.
You go ahead and we play some Lisa G. I want to hear Say You Do. 5.6 million. Excuse me. The producer of this career, 5.6 million people are over here. So we want all of Dallas, all of the world, everybody, I want to hear some Lisa G, Say You Do. And we'll be right back with our guest, Rochelle Dre. That was the little old show called Miss Lisa G, baby. Yes, honey. That reminds me of some awesome music that I grew up on, like music, real music, music that you could feel, music that you want to just play. I love the song, Rochelle. I absolutely love that song.
Yes, I do too, and it fits so well in our topic tonight, in your topic tonight. You know,
yes.
That's one of my favorite songs for her. But yeah, she definitely puts you back. It puts me back in the day. You know, when I'm sitting there listening to her. You know, even as she's making the song or we're having a producer work on it, it's just amazing because even when she sings a cappella, it's that powerful. So
yeah,
man.
And that is the proof. I have heard her sing a cappella. And when I say the room, the wall shakes.
Yes.
Oh my goodness! Now you got Lisa G, baby. You got this awesome artist on your team. Tell me about the book. Tell me about Woman Within. How did you start that journey?
When I was younger, I used to rap. I used to actually rap, and that's why my writing style.
Like rap?
Yes, I used to rap. I used to rap with my son's father. And so if you notice, my style of writing is called sonic. Every ending line rhymes, and that's
right.
A lot from that. But even when I was younger and I used to get into rap, I used to kind of look at my raps and be like, they're so heartfelt. And a lot of rappers, they didn't want that. You know, my son's father used to say, you're too into your feelings and this and that and the other, but I couldn't help it. So I used to write little, and I might scratch something and then go back later. And I started thinking about it, I'm like, I'm really spilling my feelings out on paper. You know, so once I started putting my mind to that pen and that pen to that paper, I was creating words that wasn't really a rap. But it was really life situation that was going on with me, you know, or even some of my girlfriends who used to go through stuff, you know. So that's what the book is basically about. It's the woman within. You know, I can be Rochelle Dre. I can have 5 million followers. They all think I'm just so fine, so gorgeous. But at the end of the day, it's still the woman within that makes me, not what you're looking at, you know. So that's my whole motto behind the book.
Exactly. I have the book. I love the book. It goes from you're being motivated, you're being captivated, you're being eroticized. It is so full of energy. Like you don't know what's going to happen next. And it's kind of like when I read it, it was like reading a novel of your life.
Yeah.
Or not of any woman's life. Because I found myself in a couple of my life. Hold on, wait a minute. You know, is this about me? You know, and so I can identify with it. So the woman within, to me, relates to all women within.
Yes, I definitely do. Because these stories is not only mine. Sometimes and this is, I'm going to say this about this book, because I do have several new poems in here that I've just written in probably the last year. But people always say, you know, why do people pick Facebook or social media to vent? A lot of times people do that because they don't want people to be biased against them. And so
right.
They're sharing something that they want, you know, other people to look at and actually give them some feedback without being, you know, stereotyping them. So I that's one thing I do is I news feed search. And sometimes I see stuff that women say, and I'll be like, man, I've been there before, and I'll write something. You know,
right.
Because I don't know everybody's situation, but I do know women because I'm one. You know, so.
Exactly.
And that's what this book, and like I said, if it touches one person, Queen, one person, makes one person different. I don't care what chapter you pick a poem out of. If it changed something for you or does something to you, I'm good. You know,
That's right. It really, you know, I was very impressed as to how now the book is a book of very intimate poems, and it is also section off like in chapters. So what made you want to go that route as opposed to just putting out like a picture book or something with just, you know, a free open form? What made you do it so structured?
The structure came from I deal with so many different people in the industry, so many different and women. I deal with so many different men who have no idea how to treat a woman. And so, and I deal with women who have self issues, self confidence issues, low self esteem. I deal with people, women, I'm going to say people, who are madly in love with somebody and that person is, you know, as the show says tonight, just dogging them. And I deal with people who don't believe that in the industry we still thank God in the end. Without Him, nothing's possible. So that's what my whole book is motivated off of. And that's why I broke it up in chapters. I want people to be able to look at the table of contents and say, I need an inspirational poem right now. And I know exactly what page to go to. What chapter
now tell everybody where they can go and get this book. I've been telling my show, but I want you to tell them.
Okay, yes, you can definitely go on Amazon. When you type in Amazon.com in the search, if you put in Rochelle Jure, my book will come up. You can also purchase from my website, which is www.fabulousinc.com. You can purchase it from there. It'll send me an invoice, and from there I will send you a personalized autograph copy of the book. So those are the two places that you can get the book right now. I am working on audible.com. I'm having authors and narrators audition right now because I do want to get somebody to do spoken word with the book eventually. So you can definitely get it on audible.com too here coming up. I'll probably say in the near future. I'm actually going through the videotapes now and the recordings of the audition. So I plan on it being on Barnes & Noble bookshelf. I plan on it being in Walmart. You know, so this is just the beginning for me. But, I'm so in tune. I'm in tune with my life and what I got going on right now. And this book is it's for me right now. It even heals me. It even makes me think of situations and how I want to deal with them. And I'm amazed when I read my own words sometimes, you know.
Awesome. Now, you said that they can go on Fat Tabulous Inc. to get the book.
Yes.
Tell us about Fat Tabulous. Now, you have models. You have an agency where you have so many models. Tell us about Fat Tabulous and how that got started. And what does Fat Tabulous mean?
Fat Tabulous is your pretty, hot, and tempting, fabulous all-in-one. And the reason that I got started with Fat Tabulous is when I first ever got into modeling, I was 19 years old. I was a double D bra. I had 52-inch butt at that time, but I was only 145. Okay, so I got into this agency, and they just thought I was beautiful. And then I was short, so they just thought I was beautiful. You could do this. You can, you know, and I did a Heinz ketchup commercial. They picked me to model for them. I said, okay. Then, of course, they hit you with the classes. Okay, those classes are important. I did find that out in the long run. But I couldn't really afford it. The lady that actually interviewed me, she loved my self-confidence so much. She said, look, I'll sponsor you these classes if you teach our full-figured women self-esteem and confidence. And I thought, I don't think I can do that. And she basically said, yeah, you could do it. You could do it. So I did it. Okay, so this is years later. Now I'm having kids, and I'm gaining weight. I'm picking up weight. And all of a sudden, the love started diminishing as I got bigger. And I thought, well, wait, y'all just said I was gorgeous and, you know, and I could do this over here, but now I put on a couple pounds and I'm not gorgeous no more. And that's what motivated me to say, you know, I'm going to do a size sexy. That's what I promote, a size sexy. You don't have to be a size 2. You could be a size 28. As long as you're sexy and it goes hand in hand with my book, The Woman Within, then that's how you look at yourself. That's how you walk. You hold your head up. So that's what made me get into that because I couldn't believe how society just crushed, like, if I was a weak woman queen, they would have crushed everything about me because as I gained weight, I was looked upon negatively. You know, it was like, you know, you're not cute no more like you was when you was back then. I'm like, wow.
That
you know,
is amazing. That is amazing. Now, anyone that wants to book your models, or are you looking for talent? Are you looking for models? Are you looking to manage anybody? Tell us where we can get in touch with you if someone is interested in doing that.
Definitely you can find me on Facebook. I always tell everybody if you want to find me on any of the social medias, I put them on my Facebook constantly, but definitely inbox me on Facebook. You can also go to my website, which is www.fattabulousinc.com. Click on the contact tab, and it will bring you to an information page. You can fill out your email address, put your question there. That goes straight to my email address, which I check every day. I will return your inquiry within 24 hours. So if you're into modeling, and then one thing I do want to make clear that Fattabulous Inc. is legally titled as a modeling consulting agency. So what I do with my models is as we're teaching them the different stuff or different, I would say, avenues of modeling, we have them model like Fattabulous clothes and stuff. I don't really do the booking them as far as modeling or runways or anything like that because they are in training. But I do submit them like for print and stuff like that. Now, I will let them walk in fashion shows if somebody needs them because right now there's actively nine. I think, including me, there will be nine of us. So,
okay.
You know, I don't mind letting them. But definitely reach out to me on Fattabulous Inc. You can also contact me on my business line, which is 734-219-3946. And I have an open inbox policy for anything. If you're an aspiring author, you're a beginning model, you just want to talk, I have an open policy. I'm not one of those people because I model that feels like I can turn my nose up to people because that's not me. I don't do that. So you can definitely reach me, you know, anywhere, and I'll reach back out to you.
Awesome. I thank you so much for joining us here on Queen Size. Anytime you want to come on and hang out, just let me know. You're welcome anytime. Just show up, show out, whatever you want to do. Thank you so much. Rochelle Dre, this is the number one selling book on Amazon.com for poetry. You guys, you got to check it out. I'm telling you, it's selling like hotcakes. She's had to reorder and reorder to get people to buy. So it's really, really good. The reviews are outstanding. So if you don't have this book, then either you can't read, you don't read, and you're not relevant. I'm just saying. Just got to get it. Hey. Well, thank you, honey, for coming on, and we will definitely connect soon. I'm going to be inboxing you a love note in just a moment. And I do thank you and love you so much. I'll talk to you soon, okay?
All right. Thanks for having me. You have a good night.
You too.
Okay.
And y'all, again, that was Miss Rochelle Dre, Fattabulous LLC Inc. Yes, honey, she is a mogul in every sense of the word, and she's definitely doing her thing. Now, we got some folks that have been waiting on the lines to get through. Y'all, I'm running like a track star. I'm running like Mo Green right now. but we have a caller that's in. Caller, let's bring them in. Sadie, I'm Carter. Tell me your name and where you're from. Carter, you there? Hello. Welcome to Queenside. Tell me your name. Okay, I think we may have lost our caller. Oh, no. But that is quite okay. Hi.
Hello?
Yes, I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Oh, what's up?
Hey, how are you?
Oh, I'm sitting here like, what's going on, Queen?
Oh, nothing much. This sounds like,
You already
like
know.
An assassin on the phone. This sounds like it's. Oh my God! I'm looking behind my back. It's an assassin on the phone, y'all.
And you know
I'm talking about.
And you know this.
That assassin of J. A.
And you Rick know
Station.
This, though, right?
Yes. How are you tonight?
I'm in the building. I'm sorry. You know how I be doing. I be multitasking, working, and everything. So, what's going on, man? I'm happy to be on the show. with my beautiful model, Miss Everything. She do everything. They kill everything.
Oh, my goodness. I don't stop. That's what I don't do. I don't stop.
I am
a brand ambassador for JA Wig Station, which this is the very awesome owner of it. Tell us about your show that you have coming on, Second Chance. I will be on that show on Monday, so you guys make sure you watch my social media, check it out. Tell us about that real quick.
Yes, I will be having this beautiful queen on my show, Real Talk Second Chance. My show is about changing lives one testimony at a time, of which she will tell how she is doing everything under the sun and what she's been through and how she's doing it. I want her to tell other women and men, mostly women, though, how they can do things. They can be a single mother. They can do the modeling. They can be a chef. They can be the model, coach, the model, you know, the one do-it-all, the one-stop shop.
Yes, honey. I said I'm going to be really open on your show, and I'm kind of nervous about it because I'm a super private person. People, they see the facade of Queen. They don't really know who I am. They don't know my story. They don't know what I've been through. They don't know why I hold my head so high. They don't know why I do the things that I do. And that's something that I want people to hear, and I want to be able to share my story. Jen Lowe is also a member of the Real TV cast.
Yeah.
And we're going to definitely be turning all the way up for that. I'm so excited, so excited that you're going to be with me on that. And I thank you so much for everything that you have done for me. We'll be sisters until somebody tells me otherwise. Nobody can tell me otherwise.
I heard what you was talking about earlier, and I heard Deja Vu, you know, our other castmate, but I wanted to get in on that too, though, about this player playing the player, though. You know what
okay,
I mean?
You
know, playing the player. You know, sometimes you got to play the game because, you know, and I've had to realize that because these men out here, they really want to have their cake and eat it too. Which is why I really kind of strayed away from dating, but I realized, you know, down here in the A, it ain't like back home. It really ain't. These folks down here really think they can pull one over on you. So while you know, they got their own thing going, you got to have somebody already waiting at the door. Already waiting at the door.
What you say? Now, that's coming from Jen Lowe is like the most angelic of my friends, I tell you. And if she
well,
say that.
I'm trying to tell you.
If she say that. Then I know for a fact that it's got to be real. All you players out there that's trying to play the game and trying to get off on somebody, trust me, it's a woman out there that's loving you to death. She is loving you everything she got, but she's loving somebody else. So don't think for a second that you can play the game and not get played.
They don't want to be loved. They don't want to be loved. Because, look, when you love right, they want you to love them right. They got to go have somebody else, too. So, you know, after a while, you get tired of being a good girl all the time. Nah, let me stop. But I do, like, I feel like I be getting played because I'm trying to give, you know, all that love to that person. But they out there in the street, you know what I'm saying? After a while, it's like good girl going bad, you know. It's like, all right, so I'm going to play the game, too, for a little while, see how that works out, how you like it.
That's right. That is right. Y'all heard it from herself, baby. She ain't giving you. She'll give you a second chance on some other stuff, but she ain't giving you no second chance for that. Thank you for calling me in, baby. That is Jen Lowe Assassin, baby. She is killing the game. She is everywhere. May the 21st, she will be in the Rose 2 Fashion in Atlanta, Georgia. So, y'all, make sure that you check her out on the runway. Second Chance comes on every Monday night. Make sure you check that out. Check my media page for that. I'll be on there this Monday. And she also is the owner of JA Wig Stations. Oh, all these moguls. I'm telling you, I'm surrounding myself around success. That's what you got to do. You got to have people that's in your corner, that's in your circle, in all corners, that are just as successful as you. Now, we have another caller on the line. Caller, where are you from?
I am from Chicago, Illinois. Chicago, hey, Illinois. How you doing tonight, Queen?
Oh, I am good. Tell me your name, sweetie.
Oh, okay. My name is Prince Tone. Sorry about that, Queen. Yeah, sorry. Yeah. My name is Prince Tone. I just called in because I wanted to give a shout out to everybody. And I heard a beautiful conversation going on between the ladies on the radio station tonight. It is a very interesting conversation. How you doing tonight?
What do you think about that? What do you think about players? First of all, are you a player?
No. You know what? I think that's a mind state that comes with, you know, how you say it has a lack of maturity there. When you think about player, when you think about something in that manner, you gotta really think about it. Women are the height of, how do you say, all societies. And I was taught that no society can rise above its woman. You know what I'm saying? And the woman is the height, how do you say, she is the key to the success of society. When they see a queen walking down the street, every woman in the village wants to be like that queen. They admire her and they live up to their expectation. So when a man takes something like that and he wants to abuse it, or he sees a bush with a bunch of flowers on it and they're all beautiful, he just wants to go and pick them off and then throw them in the yard when he's done with it. That's a waste of creation. That's a waste of beauty. And he misunderstands them. That's obvious. So no, I don't want to be no player.
That's right, honey. I'm a big pun fan. I don't want to be a pun fan. I don't want to be a player no more.
That's right.
Because, hey, women out there playing, baby. I do thank you for calling in, though. You make sure that you support me
all the time.
Call in and check in on me. And I can't. You're all the way in Chicago. You say you're in Chicago?
Yep, I'm in Chicago right now. I'm actually taking care of a little business. I had a studio session last night. Didn't really get any sleep. I'm still up off of probably like 2 hours of sleep. And, you know, just recording, getting everybody down here, these young cats, ready for some moves. We got a couple of video shoots coming up. We're shooting videos every day right now. So, just trying to stay up, just trying to keep everybody up. We doing positive movements now. It's all about positivity.
That's right. That is right. That is so right. Oh, my goodness. Thank you for calling in. I do appreciate you. Queen, love you, and we'll see you soon.
Yeah, indeed. Lastly, I just want to give a shout-out to C-Town Records, the family, and everybody out there doing what they're supposed to do, if I can. I appreciate you guys reaching out and you guys giving us a platform. Once again, an artist is nothing without a platform. Nobody in the world is anything without a platform. We got to have a foundation under. So you give us the foundation. You all give us the foundation. You give us the unconditional love. That's what we're not finding in the world. So I appreciate every time I find it. Thank you, Queen.
Oh, you're so welcome. You're so welcome. And while we're doing that, let's go ahead to our next musical selection. Y'all heard it right here. You heard the man. You heard the most. And he is so deep. He is so deep. Let's listen to. I want to hear "Back to Mars."
Oh yeah, that's a joint.
Yeah, I want to hear some of that. So, Steady, let's lift up.
Now we back to Mars.
I wanna fly away,
back to
away.
Mars. I done came to Earth. I done did my thing, but then I cut my strings, and now we back to Mars. Now we back to Mars. Back to Mars. I done came to Earth. I done did my thing, but then I cut my strings, and now we back.
We whip, slinging blows, with this round and I close. Doing shows with the pros, kicking in dough. For us, I know that's all we do want in this world to be poor. With they forgiveness on our tables, no one open the door. We still by the door, kicking for scraps. They start giving us scraps. We start picking up straps, ski masks. Take the money that we find and go and cop us a jab. But being shorty looking in with just a piece of the hat. He said a fast life, I just want a piece of the lab. Cash right, the vacays, keep the fame in the bag. I got a dollar in a dream, but still short. And we don't even look to the sky. We look forward for support until the devil show up. Until they hit you blow up, and then the devil show up. He wanna know what you would do for the fame. He know everybody that you need to know. show with what you do for a name. Take your soul and can you do for a chain? Just a single piece of paper that's attached to the matrix. They can learn to keep the faith, they ain't no law for the faithful. But you wasn't enabled, can't ain't jealous or able. Just take my hand, let me save you, cut the strings and the cables. What's a horse to a stable? What's a sport to a player? What's a singer to fade in the magazine to the truth? The industry to the youth, the police when they shoot. The system when there's no justice, no peace, no truth. Now we back to Mars.
I wanna fly away, back
to Mars. I done came to Earth, I done did my thing, but then I cut my strings, and now we back to Mars. Now we back to Mars. Back to Mars. I done came to Earth, I done did my thing, but then I cut my strings, and now we back to Mars.
Throughout all history, you see, freedom ain't never given, freedom is taken. Freedom has to be appreciated. Has to be understood as something that everyone needs. Peace comes from freedom. You have to set yourself free. Where are you? Who are you?
So let's go back to what we know and tell me who do you see and tell me where's the door that leads back to the peace. We're gonna find a frontier. The shit is deeper than beef. It goes deeper than
what?
Skin color and deep as the sea. What happens to the MCs? They used to speak for the weak. The niggas at the school and really taught them to speak. This educational system won't teach me nothing to me. That's why the black man's a white man who'd rather be free. So now we back to Mars. Now we back to Mars.
Wanna fly away,
back to Mars. I done came to Earth, I done did my thing, but then I cut my strings. And now we back to Mars. Now we back to Mars. Back to Mars. I done came to Earth, I done did my thing, but then I cut my strings, and now we back to Mars.
Thank you guys for joining us back, and that was Prince Tone, Back to Mars. Make sure that you check out these artists, y'all. Lisa G, baby, Prince Tone. Make sure y'all check them out, because just like Prince said, hey, Queen does not just put you on the radio. She does not just promote you. She also shows you the love. If Queen don't have your music, then I don't know what you're doing with your music. I guess you're throwing it in the trash, because nobody's going to promote you the way that I do. I'm so thankful for our guest tonight, Rochelle Dre, for coming on. All the callers that called in, the boys, if you weren't able to get in this week, make sure you call them next week. It's going to be an hour, y'all. I'm fighting, but it's an hour, so we got to get in and get out really quick. So I'm going to go ahead and just wrap up. I just thank everybody for coming on tonight. The topics was going bananas, boards are lit up, people calling in. Just make sure y'all check me out. I'm going to be on Second Chance on Monday, Bearing It All, things that you never knew about Queen, you will know. Check out my social media. I am 2Queen on Instagram and Facebook, Giselle, the Queen Size Barbie. I'm the only one there, so definitely add me on Facebook. I have like 400 people that are waiting to be added, but if you add me and send me a message, I'll go ahead and add you as a supporter. I have this saying for you players out there that are trying to play the game: be very careful of what you do, because you just never know what's going to be done unto you. And having that said, either you're going to join the movement or watch the parade. Thank y'all for tuning in to Queen Size this Thursday for Cinco de Mayo. Queen loves you all.
What's up, y'all? You tuned in to Queen Size, yeah, with your host, who? Giselle, the Queen, better know it. Hey, you're now rocking with Giselle the Queen. Yeah. Got the wisdom of the elder, still connect with the team. Watch and keep the attention of everyone else in between. Needless to say, hey, she's doing a thing. Better believe it, baby.
She's gonna make you feel love if you all alone. If you wanna ask a question, dial her up on the phone.
Okay.
All the men, they respect her, all the females dream to be a woman just like her. She's Giselle the Queen.
Talk about it.
She's all about the community. And And all she wants to do is see a little unity. She's trying to make a better world out there for you and me.
Okay.
And this is how I reply when they ask me who is she.
Queenside.
Giselle.
Queenside.
The queen.
Queenside.
You're now rocking with the best, ha.
Queenside.
Giselle.
Queenside.
The queen. Now rocking with the best. Hey.
Yeah.